What's up, guys? Welcome to a special Q&A with me, John, from Titan Medical Center. Today, I'm going to talk about a couple main questions that I get, and then I'm going to let you guys open it up. If you guys have any questions to ask me, you guys can ask me right here live, and at that point, you guys will be good to go, and you guys will get the answers you guys are looking for, possibly, right? And whether that's looking better, feeling better, performing better, getting over sickness, gaining muscle mass, losing weight, better performance in the bedroom, better mental clarity, overall improved quality of life. We can cover all those different topics with you guys right now. And usually I cover it in Titan Talk Tuesdays, and Tuesday I did have a show with you guys, but I went, you know, a little bit quick. So at that point, like, I want to just try out some of the lives. I've got some new staff in the house that are doing some of these different things behind the scenes. And you know what? More practice makes you a lot better. It is what it is, right? So big shout out to everybody that's on here. Ghost, Jay, YG Lee, Joey Bings, what's going up? Attic Queen in the house, and everybody else join us. I got TikTok, Omira Garcia, everybody over there. I appreciate you guys joining me in. Like I said, special Q&A. This is just for you guys. And I'll pop it off for you guys. So, you know, there's a lot of different questions that I get all the time, right? Whether I'm out and about or I'm on lives with you guys. And you know what? We might as well cover some of these different questions. But if you guys have questions, I'm going to answer those first. Marianne says, what do you recommend to lose weight? And this was actually one of my questions. What are the best weight loss options? It was actually my first one I was going to cover with you guys. So great job doing that, right? All right. So, and then I'll get this 360 degrees. You'll be next, all right? I'll get to that question. Man, I need you guys. I feel weak and tired all the time now that I'm older. All right, so the first question is, though, what do you recommend to lose weight? Great question, right? And this can go in a couple different ways. First off, you know, we want to talk about where you're at age-wise. Are you 30 years old, 40 years old, 20 years old? Because, you know, as we age, hormones and everything like that start to decline. And when they start to decline or things start coming out of whack, that's when things don't work the exact same like it used to, right? So if you were 18 years old and you're like, you know, I used to eat this diet and train this long and I'd be able to get this weight off and be able to gain lean muscle by doing this. When you get 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, it's not going to work the same. You're not going to be able to do the exact same thing you used to do back then and get the exact same result now. So that's always my first question, because if you're in the 30, 40, 50, 60 year old range, you're definitely going to do a blood test and look at where your hormones are at. Okay, because this is the big one. Now, let's say hormones are okay? And we really want to figure out what's going to help me lose as much weight as possible. Now, when we talk about weight loss gain or weight loss goals, what is the goal? Is it 10 pounds? Is it 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60, or up? Because that will decide kind of what we really want to go with. Now, the best weight loss options across the board that are going to work the best are going to be semaglutide and tirzepatide, and that's going to be for a lot of weight, or 10, 15, 20 pounds. It's going to get off really quick, pretty fast. But if you're like, you know what, I don't really want to go that route yet, what other options do we have? You know, neither of those include stimulants. So there's no stimulant effect in semaglutide or tirzepatide. Those work by hitting parts of the brain and the parts of the brain basically shutting off, you know, or diminishing how hungry you are and slowing digestion down, and then hemoglobin A1C, which are sugar levels, and making sure that those don't spike. So there's a lot of different things that go along with it. So those are probably your best, if I had to say, what are the best that we have? But what other options do you have if you want to lose like 10 pounds, 15 pounds, maybe 20 pounds, and that's it? And you want some sort of stimulant, you have a good cardiovascular health, and you know, you're good with that, and you want something that's going to work. Our ECA Stack Plus is very effective. And for the bang for the buck, it's the most inexpensive therapy that we have, I think, across the board, that's going to do a big impact as far as weight loss, energy, mental clarity. Like, this is going to be a good one. And it's a capsule, so it's not even an injection. Now, when we talk about some of the different ones we have, I would talk about maybe AOD9604. So the anti-obesity drug 9604 would be the best one, because this one works just like growth hormone does in the weight loss effect. It's 176 amino acid sequence out of the 191 that are in growth hormone. So you don't get any of the negative effect of the growth parts or any of the sugar level spiking or anything like that. But what you do get is you get two major functions of this. And one is lipolysis and one is lipogenesis. So basically these things, in a layman's terms, are described as one, being able to use stored fat as energy, so not having it stored there anymore, and having the food that you're intaking not store and being used for energy as well. So you're being able to fuel your weight loss with your own fat in your body. And we got to go back to, you know, just basic common sense. Calories, right? We eat calories. And if we don't expend those calories get stored as fat. So at that point, we don't want them to store. We want to be able to utilize those calories as energy or for fuel. And that's one of the good parts of AOD9604. Now, if you're saying, John, what if I wanted to combine some of these different weight loss therapies together? Would it help me? Can I do it? Absolutely. If you combine any of these weight loss therapies together, you're going to get an expedited effect, and they are going to work a lot better. Not to say you need to. You can use just one of these things, and they're going to work very well. But if you combine, let's say, you know, you want more energy, but you want the best weight loss effect you can possibly get. So you can combine ECA Stack Plus with semaglutide or tirzepatide, or you can even combine it with AOD9604. So at that point, you have options about what you want to do on the table. And this really comes down to you. It's a personal regimen. So when you get on with a provider or you talk to the medical staff, you're already a patient, you can go over and say, hey, listen, what do you think of the best options for my weight loss regimen would be? And they're going to give you the options across the board of what would probably work out the best. Now, if you're dead set sight on semaglutide or tirzepatide, then that's a very easy way to get weight loss. You know, my only thing with that is that make sure that you're trying to get at least your protein in of what you need per day. And this will help you not lose any muscle that you want to retain. Because with weight loss, we want to lose weight, right? But we don't want to lose the hard-earned muscle that we've earned. And at that point, we want to make sure that we satisfy those protein levels. So at that point, you're going to be good to go.
Something went wrong. Oh. Please try again.
Sorry, guys. Well, something go wrong on my phone, but it says it did. So it is what it is. But at that point, you guys get what I'm saying, right? You want to make sure that you're not going to go in such a calorie deficit and you're not eating all day and all night. Because when you do that, your body's going to adapt and it's going to start, you know, tapping into maybe some of that muscle and getting some of that protein out of there. So that's just one thing to think about. But listen, our staff will be able to help you out and guide you and navigate you on what would be the best for you, okay? And if you have any more questions, you can ask them too as well. Roman's Loft. How's it going, Big Titan? Went to Florida this weekend, stopped by your facilities, and it was nice. Wish I could have stayed longer. Me too. That's so awesome that I love people when they do come to the facility. I'm sorry I wasn't here to meet you in person. I really like to take pictures when people come in or at least talk with them for a couple minutes, even if I'm slam busy. It's such a compliment to have people come into our facility, and especially people that are out of state because they haven't seen the facility. And our facility is top-notch, guys. It's a multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art facility here. It's huge. And a lot of people would say when they come in, they're like, man, like, I didn't know it was this big. Like, I see it from the outside. And I thought it was like, this is like a little area. But no, it's the entire bottom row block. So, you know, when you come in here, it's something for sure. And I'm very proud of it for sure across the board. I'm very proud of my staff too. So when you come in, if you come in, stop by. If you want, I'll give you some free Titan gear, free shirt, free hat, something to at least give you a gift for coming by and seeing the facility and saying hi, and maybe you can take a picture with us or whatever it may be. So I really appreciate Roman's Loft. And if you ever come by again, please let us know and I'll try to be here for you. What is Mike Hearn going to do? When is Michael Hearn going to take his next shot? So his next shot would be, why would a TRT clinic sponsor somebody who doesn't use TRT? I didn't do nothing. Great questions across the board. So let's talk about that. Everybody asked me, what's Michael Hearn on? Why is Michael Hearn a part of Titan Medical Center as far as an athlete or an ambassador? Or what's going on there? Because he claims natty. Well, we've been doing blood tests on Michael Hearn since he became a part of the Titan family, and none of them show TRT levels. None. No HRT, no TRT. Now, why would we have somebody a part of an organization that does not take testosterone? because we don't just do testosterone. A lot of people just don't do testosterone with Titan Medical Center. A lot of people don't, right? So we have a lot of other different therapies that people can take without messing with any kind of hormones in their body. So Mike is 56 years old. He's been around a long time and did a lot of great things, from powerlifting to bodybuilding to martial arts. I mean, I don't know. I was talking to him about his magazine covers because I was down with the Arnold Classic with him and a couple other guys that have seen a lot of magazine covers. And Mike is like a couple hundred magazine covers, right? So he's been to the promised land and been to where a lot of people have never been or never will be because magazines aren't even around anymore hardly, right? So with this, the reason that we have him a part of the family is because, one, he believes in peptides. And he does want to stay as young and as fit and healthy as possible. That's his goal. Like, he wants to be able to stick around for his kid, which is 4 years old right now. He's turning five. He actually just turned five. He's 5 years old. Little Titan's 5 years old. So he wants to be able to run, play, coach with Titan as he gets older. And he's an older father, right? I see some 56-year-old gentlemen out there that can't run no more. They can't do anything because they're so overweight or they're so unhealthy. And he doesn't want to be like that. And he never will be because he's so strict in his regimen that it is what it is. But he did tell me that, you know what, when the time comes, John, and I do need HRT or TRT, I'm going to do it. It's just, I'm not there yet. And his levels show that. So I can't like argue with him, like, no, you need HRT. You're going to take a testosterone shot being a part of my clinic. No, that's not it. And we don't push anything on anybody. So if you're not wanting to do testosterone and you want to try a more natural route of things to try to boost testosterone levels, we got your back. If you don't need testosterone or hormones in general, there's a lot of other things that we offer that can enhance what you're doing or slow down the aging effect. I mean, Mike will tell you through and through that, you know, basically like with him, if he had to choose between muscle or how his skin looked, he chooses how his skin looks, you know? So at that point, like GHKCU, the copper peptide, he's on tesamorelin. He's on, I mean, he's on a number, IGF-1, you know, on and off. I mean, we've done a lot of different things as far as that goes. And we're going to share those videos with you too. So you can hear it right from the horse's mouth. And you can see some of the consultations that Mike has been through too as well. So that's why we have Mike. He's a prime example of what we would want to be at 56 years old, me especially. And I'm 43. So he's got me by 13 years. And if I can look or even feel as good as he does at that age, then I'm ready to do it. Now, I've been on testosterone for, 11 years? So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've been on testosterone for that long because I needed it. And does it make me feel better or improve my quality of life? Absolutely. So that's what it's all about. And I wouldn't care what anybody else says. I'd be worried about myself, right? Because nobody is living in your body except for you. So that's what it really comes down to. What does everybody think about me? Who cares? How do I feel? Is my quality of life every day on point? Do I have energy, right? Am I going out? Am I being able to exercise? Am I being able to go to my job? Am I being able to be around my friends, my loved ones, and have a good time and doing it instead of being in a crappy mood, low energy, mean, short-fused? That's not the way to live. That is not the way to be. So at that point, that's why he's a part of it. So does he take peptides? He does take peptides. Next time, Roman, for sure. Do you think there will be a day worth? There's no negative connotation with taking hormone replacement therapy. I do 100%. And let me tell you why. And then I'm going to go to, I've got a couple comments here on Instagram I'll be hitting you guys. The reason that I think that there will be a day that there's no negative connotations about testosterone or hormone replacement therapy is because I started Titan Medical Center almost 12 years ago now. When I started Titan Medical Center, there was such a stereotype against testosterone, hormones, all these things, injections. I don't care if it was injecting vitamins. Oh, that's drug addict stuff. Oh, testosterone? Oh, that's bodybuilders. You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have roid rage. This is untrue. All these myths have been debunked. We know that testosterone is good for cardiovascular health. We know it's good for the body. We know it's good for the brain. We know it's good for all the way around improving quality of life. And there's more research out there than ever before on testosterone and its use. Of course, you still have some of the old dogs out there screaming and barking how testosterone is not good for people and they shouldn't take it. Well, you know what? Then why were we blessed with testosterone in our body to begin with? And I'm not just talking about males. I'm talking about females too as well. Why? Why did God give us, or whoever your higher power is, if it's not God, that's fine, or whoever you think is up there or out there, why did they make us the way we are? Why? Did they give us testosterone because we're bodybuilders or roid ragers or whatever it is? No. They did it because that's a function of our body and it helps our body function correctly. So these are the big things that we need to talk about. We need to get out there, and that's why I'm coming on here all the time for you guys for years, is to educate people, to get the information out there so people stop, or so people aren't so closed-minded, I guess. And trust me, guys, there are more people than ever out there on hormone replacement therapy that are getting benefits. There are more clinics out there than ever before that I've ever seen. I turn on social media or I, you know, just start looking around, and man, I see a dime a dozen. Now, they aren't all good. I'm not going to give my blessing to each one of them, but there are some out there that are doing right things, but there are a lot out there that are not doing right things. And that gives hormone replacement therapy clinics, anti-aging clinics, a bad name or a black eye, because it's not about getting jacked up. That's farthest from what we want. We want to improve quality of life. We want to improve health for patients so they feel good, not getting jacked up. Now, of course, if you want to gain some more lean mass and you want to lose some weight, testosterone hormone levels should be optimal and they should be balanced. It's not just pumping testosterone in somebody and getting a great result. It's about creating a harmonic balance with all the other different hormones in the body because they convert into different hormones, even testosterone. When we talk about testosterone, we got to talk about conversions. We got to talk about aromatization. So these are main things that we want to talk about, all right? So great questions, by the way. I really appreciate you guys coming on. And listen, I'm not scared of anything. You guys can ask anything. I'm an open book and very transparent about what we do here and how we help people and what we're about. All right, so 360 said, man, I need you guys. I feel weak and tired all the time now that I'm older. And that's the thing. When we're younger, we're like 18 to 21, we should feel our ultimate best. You should be at the top peak of everything. And as you get older, of course, you're going to start feeling bad. And why? Because as we age, we start withering and then we die. We start on a decline and it just keeps going down, 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 down. And the body breaks down. Genetic disease kicks in. All these different things can be controlled to some extent, right? So at that point, listen, 360 degrees, if you're feeling like that, let's get going. Let's get blood tested. Let's see what's going on. Even getting a blood test, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get testosterone, but we want to see where the levels are at. Some things can be off, and a lot of things can be fixed. And some things, you know, like, let's say it's prostate cancer. A lot of people don't know that they have prostate cancer. They have no idea, especially in the early stages. There's really no symptoms. And if you start getting symptoms, you might take something that masks those symptoms. So when we talk about even prostate cancer, even in this blood test, there's a PSA screening for males. And I don't know how many patients we've caught early prostate cancer just by this blood test alone. And at that point, we catch it. We say, hey, listen, there's something going on here. And we suggest or recommend that you go to your urologist or set an appointment with the urologist to get this checked out fully. And that way we make sure that we can help the patient. And if it's in the early stages, it's not going to be as bad as if you let it go. If you let it go, things are going to develop even more, and it's going to be a lot harder to treat, even certain things like that, okay? All right, so let's get to the next one here. Martin said, I'm 40, so 40 for sure. All right, at 40 years old, we definitely want to look at hormone levels for sure, make sure those are all dialed in, and then at that point, listen, even if your hormone levels weren't dialed in, semaglutide, tirzepatide are going to help you lose the weight. But if you want to feel good, like feel good, right? That's where we really want to look at these hormones and make sure they're balanced and make sure they're optimized, okay? All right, next question is, when using decanandrolone for joint pain, do you stay on long-term or for a certain amount of time? most patients that we do here only stay on for a certain amount of time. They get off for a little bit, and then they'll go back on if that's the case. Now, remember, decanandrolone, even used for joint pain, it helps, but it masks the pain. And the problem is that some people will take this, and they mask the pain, and they don't feel it, and they go in, and they go hardcore, right? And let's say it's your shoulder. You know, that's fine. Listen, even for me, they're recommending that I have a full shoulder replacement. I have arthritis throughout my shoulder. I have tears now, which I thought I only had slap tear before, and it's gotten even worse. And it's gonna. And eventually, I'm going to have to go under the knife, and I'm going to have to get a shoulder replacement. Do I think I'm too young for that right now? Yes. Can I do that right now? Absolutely not. So for me, I have to be smart about how I lift. I'm not maxing out like I used to, right? I'm not going 315, 350, whatever it is I used to do. I'm sitting at 275, and you know what? For me, that's good. If I can put up 275 10 to 12 times, I'm doing good myself, and that's all I need to do. But some people might be less. And at that point, you want to be able to do an exercise program that's not going to hurt you even more than you possibly are already hurt. So at that point, if you are using decanandrolone and you're using it for joint pain, that's fine. But at that point, just remember that you do have an injury and you might not be feeling the full encompass of the pain of that injury. And then you could be doing more damage. And that's doing more harm than it is good for you to exercise and to do that damage. Okay? Good questions, guys. Good questions. Sean Purcell, Hawk Squad in the house. What's going on, guys? Jose, what's up? Karate, what's up? I want to feel and look like Michael Hearn. Me too. I feel great every day, usually. Right now, I'm getting over a little cold, but every day, man, I got energy. I wake up, I'm ready to rock and roll. Get the day done, kick butt, and take names. So I think I feel good and I feel optimized. Mike definitely 100% feels good. He trains and he lifts heavy as hell still. God bless him, right? So if you guys are looking to feel like that, if you guys are wanting to make a change, then we can help you guys out and make that change with you guys. All right. Hulk Squad. 30 years ago, I was 18 and HRT was portrayed as the same as a heroin addict. Fast forward to nowadays, you hear commercials all the time about needing HRT when you get older. Hulk Squad is so true, right? Before, I'm telling you guys, when I first started the clinic, everybody told me it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You guys are going to like legal drug dealers. You guys are going to get in trouble, like all these things. And did we do things the right way? Absolutely. Are there people out there that do things the wrong way? Absolutely. But at that point, I knew, and I had it in my heart, in my head, and I knew it was going to work. I knew there was a lot of people out there that was feeling just like I did at that point. And they didn't have any answers or anybody telling them what was truly going on. They couldn't even get a blood test to see what these levels were. General practitioners still don't run these on a daily for testing for patients that come in. Why? Insurance companies won't cover it unless you have two clinically deficient testosterone tests. VA, it's tough to go through the VA too. I don't know how many veterans I have to turn away. And they're like, oh, I want to go to the VA and get this. Go ahead. You know, I'm like, and I tell them the information. I'm like, I try to give the behind the curtain, you know, the cliff notes to give them basically so they can go in and they can put that doctor in a corner so they have to treat them, right? But some people, they still don't get treated by them. It just is what it is. So it's a shame that, you know, people are feeling like this and they're having to go through life, the only life that you have, the only time on this earth that you have, feeling like that. It's not right. It's not okay. Just so we have that clear. Joey Bing says, I'm about to go for my blood panel in the next week. I've been doing ATG, AOD, and tirzepatide. I feel great, a lot more energy, and I can 100% feel no cravings thinking about adding testosterone. Game changer. Testosterone, only GHRH out there that works great, and this is the kicker. It targets visceral belly fat. So visceral fat is the worst fat in your body, surrounds your organs. That is amazing. So at that point, that will be a game changer for you. And you got a good little program going on. ACG, some people use that for weight loss, but they do a highly restricted calorie diet. But doing with AOD and tirzepatide, this is what I'm talking about. He's pairing some things up here. And at that point, what he's getting out of it, he's getting more energy. He's getting probably a great effect. Right, Joey? Let me know, dude, for sure. Like, you know, how has it been? Has it been good? And it's FDA approved too as well. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. So at that point, you know, if you're looking to feel your best, then some of these therapies will help. And do I think it's all about therapies? Absolutely not. I'm not going to sit here and be like, therapies. Therapies are great, right? But I always tell you guys, start increasing your healthy habits. Do the right thing for yourself without the therapies. That means getting a good nutritional plan together, right? You don't have to be as crazy as me and I'm only eating the exact same thing every single day. You can go a little balance, right? Because life's about balance. It's about enjoying yourself too. So if you're eating right, and let's say you're eating right 6 days out of the week, and on Sunday you want pizza and you want to watch a football game or a baseball game or whatever it is, then that's okay, right? Because you have some balance. And majority of the time, 90% of the time, you are doing the right thing. Now, if you're really trying to reach a weight loss goal and you're morbidly obese and, you know, you've been unhealthy for so many years, I wouldn't be cheating as much as you know, maybe per se me. Like I have a, you know, ice cream on Sunday and I have some pizza or whatever it is. I would stick to the game plan until you reach your goal. And then, whereas along the way, I would say, I don't even say, you know, because if you're losing 30 or 40 or 50 pounds, I mean, that's going to be, you know, it's going to be some months at least if you're on tirzepatide. But, you know, you could probably cheat a little bit. But even with tirzepatide or semaglutide, it's going to kill the craving. So you're not going to want to eat as much. And you're not going to be craving the things that you usually crave. Joey Beings, thank you. You're the best man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Devin, how you doing? DJ Fabian, what's going on? Don G. You look lean, bro. I appreciate it. I am lean right now. I mean, being sick, trust me, I lost probably like 6 or 7 pounds and probably some water weight in there, you know, and stuff like that. But at that point, listen, I'll get back to where I need to be. I've done this enough in my life to be able to know how my body works, what I need to do, because I still don't scam away from my diet. When I'm sick, yeah, you know, if I'm not feeling as hungry, whatever I can get in, I'm going to get in. But those aren't, I'm not like eating McDonald's or drinking a whole bunch of Coke or stuff like that. Now, listen, I might have a couple of ginger ales when I'm sick, and that's pop. So at that point, you know, to me, that's a cheat. You know, and then at that point, I might have like some ham and cheese croissants because it tastes good. And that's a little bit of a cheat for me. But I'm still getting the calories I need. And most of the time, I'm eating steak or I'm eating chicken and white rice or white potatoes. So I'm never going away from what I really need to do. All right. I never even looked at it like that. Deca at times masks the pain. Thanks for answering, brother. If you're in Chicago, pizza on me. I'm from Chicago originally. I probably will be back during the summer, maybe this summer. I only go back in the summers because of the cold weather. But that's what it is, man. It does mask it. It lubricates the joint areas. So, it definitely helps for sure. I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, that doesn't help, and that's just an androgen. You have to worry about a couple things when you go on decanandrolone. So, one, you're masking the pain. So, like I said, it feels better, but it's not healed, and it doesn't heal those areas. The other thing that you might want to look at is you definitely need to look at complete blood cell count, especially if you're taking testosterone with nandrolone. When I say that is because any androgen, whether it's just testosterone by itself, or you're taking nandrolone by itself, or you're taking them together, or oxandrolone, or whatever it is, what's going to happen is that, you know, red blood cell count, hemoglobin, hematocrit can raise. And if these things raise and stay too high, this turns your blood into like sludge. So it gets real thick. So it's not going to be able to go through the body like it should. This can create the problems with DVT, blood clots, strokes, and etc. So just make sure you're monitoring that. And then listen, if it gets a little high, no problem. I'm going to go donate. Not a problem. And if you can't donate, you get a therapeutic phlebotomy for whoever your provider is, and they will have to take the blood no matter what. Would you recommend BPC-157 to help recover from shingles? Yes, BPC-157 is going to be a good one. The other one that I would say is lysine. Lysine injectable is a good one too as well. But BBC does work very well for people that get shingles. But, you know, that is like, it's like an immune system type thing at that point. And that's really what you want to look at, maybe lysine. Even glutathione or even our triimmune that has glutathione, zinc, and vitamin C in it would be great for the immune system as far as bumping it up. But BBC would definitely help too as well as far as recovering from it. James, a bodybuilder. Cunt love. Family first. What's going on? Addison, Nicolette. Who is better, peptides or TRT? Well, two totally different avenues, right? When we talk about HRT, that is a must for somebody that is lower deficient. If you are lower deficient, that's like the foundation to the house. The foundation to the house needs to be set properly. And if that's set properly, then you have the foundation. You're feeling good in that light. Now, what else is going on? Do I need more healing with BBC 157 or TB500? Should I gain more size? Then we talk about Tessa Morellin, MK677, CJC1295, Ipamorelin, Semorelin, you know, anti-aging effects. That would be the way to go too as well. You know, we could talk about sleep with DSIP, Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. That's another good one for sleep. Or we could talk about different things, like I said, like weight loss, semaglutide, tirzepatide. How about libido effect? Did you guys know there's FDA-approved peptide, PT-141, that helps males and females create true libido, not erections for males, but true mental stimulated libido through the nervous system? This is great for guys and girls across the board. There's a lot of different things out there that you guys have at your disposal, and maybe you just don't know about them, or maybe you're not educated about them enough. That's why I'm here. I want to help you guys get to know some of these different things. And that way, if you want to use them or you have a situation where you may need to use them, you know what your go-to is. And if you don't know, that's okay too. You can just call Titan Medical Center and we're going to take you through it, navigate you through it, and make sure you do know and help you out with getting that result. Okay? What else we got here? Down 20 pounds in that six-week time span. Consistent workout plan and no cardio. Listen to this. Joey, I love it. I love this. 6 weeks, down 20 pounds. Consistent workout plan and no cardio. A lot of people think, oh man, I need to lose weight. I need to do a whole bunch of cardio. Not true. Not true. Now, not to say that cardio won't help, and cardio is great for cardiovascular health, but the best thing I would say if you really want to lose weight is to get a great workout plan. If you're working out your muscles and you're creating more muscle is going to burn more fat in the body. The other thing about it is that you're going to get stronger. You're going to start looking better. I'm not saying don't incorporate cardio. Don't tell me I'm saying that. But I am saying that I don't do cardio. So at that point, like, I still look lean. But there might be people out there that cardiovascular activity may help them. They might have a bad heart. They might need that as far as, you know, their family history. They have a lot of cardiovascular disease. Hey, listen, be proactive about that. Do some cardiovascular activity so you're not in that boat. But do you need it? Do you need to do cardio hours and hours and hours and hours a day? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So great. I love hearing this, Joey. Thank you for sharing this. This is great. What's going on, Frank? Dust Hulk Squad said, one of the greatest things I love about Titan and these Titan talks is the most your John's answers to HRT are usually start with, let's do blood work to see where you're at. Gold advice. It's so true. I can't tell people like, hey, listen, yeah, testosterone's going to be great for you. HRT's going to be great for you. We don't know what's going on inside your body. We have no idea. The first step would be the blood test. That would be for us to educate ourselves and knowing what's going on and you to educate yourself. And even at that point, you get to see it black and white and then you get the full picture of things. And you can decide, hey, listen, this is going to be really, really good for me or this is not going to be really, really good for me. Or I want to go this route or maybe not this route. Or I want to try this before this. This gives you options. This gives you some detail about what's really going on inside the body. It's a diagnostic test pretty much, right? We run these on cars. We run these on machines. Everything else, there's diagnostics. There's things to check it out to see, hey, is this working right? Is this not working right? Think about computers. We do the same thing. I mean, come on. So if you're shorting yourself by not looking inside of your blood work and the test that you really need, then at that point, you're shorting yourself. You're giving yourself the short rope, and at that point, you're not being able to possibly give yourself everything you might need, okay? Thank you, Hulk Squad. I appreciate you, dude. Hey, Joey, what's going on? Stella Damos in the house. What's going on? Jose said, ever since I found out about Tite Medical, changed my life, also the way I think now. From then, I would never thought possible, and my performance is off the hook. Love it, Jose. I love it. This is what I love. Because at that point, that's priceless. For somebody to say this is priceless to me. I want to help people genuinely. And people really don't know how good they can really feel or how good they can really do performance-wise until they really get into things. And they really start finding out about some of these different things that they can utilize to make themselves better. Don't you want to be the best you possibly can in every aspect? Hell yeah, 100%. Nobody out there is going to tell me, I'm good for where I'm at. I don't want to be any better. If you're saying that, then you definitely need a blood test. And you definitely need to get checked out. Because at that point, nobody should say that. Everybody should say, hell yeah, I want to be the best I possibly can. What do I need to do? What can I do? Even if they don't go through it, they at least know their options. Like, you know what? I can get a blood test. That could probably tell me what's going on. Instead of like, You know, I see people online all the time. And it's like, you know, there's still the haters out there. That, oh, HRT, TRT, you guys are cheating. Cheating what? Who am I cheating? I'm not in a competition. I'm not on stage. I'm not in no sport. I'm not in baseball, basketball professionally. I'm living life. There is no cheating, okay, in living life. Especially when it comes to doing my body. It's my body. I can do what I want with it. Just like you guys can do with yours. Some people take that for granted. Some people take that serious. You know, some people abuse themselves to death. Literally abuse themselves to death. Whether it's, you know, hardcore drugs or, you know, even some of these guys that are in the bodybuilding industry. Or I see some of these guys that aren't professional bodybuilders. They're basically chemical warfare inside their body. They're taking so much stuff. And they don't look good and they don't feel good. And they don't look like they look good. Why? At that point, it's not about quantity. It's about quality. And it's about really dialing everything in. So that's just a little bit for me. Lika, you're welcome. Gary, how you doing? Luz Marie, Stefan, what's going on? Yummy, what's going on? Tom said, join it today. Thank you for these lives and the O'Hearn podcast. Tom, you're so welcome. And me and Mike, we love doing those podcasts together, dude. I love doing them solo like this at the end of the day. But you know what? Me and Mike get on there, and there's a wealth of knowledge between us. And I don't toot my own at all. I still have an open mind. I'm learning every day, even more and more. I mean, I do. And I learn from people like that. I learn from people that have been around the block. And I find out, like, hey, what have you been doing, like, this whole time? Like, I'm interested. Because at that point, like, I mean, he's a specimen, but he's not the only one I look up to in some of these aspects. So, you know, I like to get everybody's information across the board and put it together and say, hey, listen, maybe this will work for me. Maybe it won't work for me. You know, but you have those little tidbits that you can take back and these tools of knowledge and be able to utilize and place it for yourself and be able to see if it really does work for you. Okay. Beast, what's going on? Free Dad, Alam, Jasmine, what's going on? Alexa Rose, Andy Witty, what's going on? Hawks God, what are your thoughts on hydrogen infused water? So I've seen this a lot. Hydrogen infused water. I've seen some of the data on it. I'm not gonna say no. It's not good for you. It doesn't help. I think it might help to a certain degree, but I don't know. Like, I'm just an Avion guy. I don't know what to say. Like, alkaline water's out there, hydrogen infused water. I've seen some of the machines, and some of those machines are pretty hefty as far as price wise. But hey, listen, if it has a better effect for you, if you've utilized it and you think it works good for you, then I'm not going to say don't do it. But at that point, for me, I've really not got anything out of hydrogen water. How about you, Hulk Squad? Have you been using hydrogen water? Tell me about it. Let me know. Because I want to learn. Kid Wiz, I appreciate these lives. Such great information. Thanks, brother. You're very welcome. Everybody out there, you guys are so welcome. I'm just happy to be here and happy to be able to chat with you guys. How to minimize moon face on TRT? Breezy on TikTok. Good question. So, when you guys are, back in the day, like I used to walk around or like I'd see guys and they'd be real round, right? Round in the face, round muscles, just, you know, kind of bloated looking, right? And we call that like moon face or tomato face or juice head. And the reason is, honestly, most of the time, estrogen is really, really high. Water retention is at the highest level. And that's why they look like that. That's why their face looks real red. That's why they look real round. So the best thing I can say with this to minimize this is to look at your estradiol to see where this estrogen level is at. Because a lot of people, they swear, oh, I'm not taking an aromatized inhibitor. I'm not taking an estrogen blocker. No, I don't need it. I'm going to take it when I start getting negative side effects. Why? The whole point is not to get negative side effects. The whole point is to balance hormones so you're optimal all the way around. You don't want to look like that. Listen, guys, I'm on HRT, TRT. I take 300 milligrams a week, split dose. And I don't have a big round face or moon face. It's because my levels are all dialed in. I know what I'm doing here. So at that point, that's the same thing that people need to realize out there. Like, hey, listen. Yeah, JJ Anderson, TRT does get people moon faces. GH, maybe with water retention here or there. But I'm telling you, if their testosterone levels are high and their estrogen levels are high, they're going to have water retention and they're going to have the moon face. There are plenty of people out there that have this negative side effect that are not taking growth hormone. And if they are, they're probably not taking real growth hormone. I'm just being honest with you. So, can I go through you guys for my blood work? Absolutely. That was actually one of my things. We service nationwide with everything we do. HRT, medical weight loss, peptides, vitamin amino acid injectables, especially blood work. Libido enhancer, but blood work. Blood work anywhere in the country. All you have to do is call or text. It's so simple and easy to get blood work done through Titan Medical Center. You don't have to get any therapies. You don't have to have a consultation. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is call or text 727-389-3220 and say, I want to get a blood test. And that's it. We'll get some demographics. We'll collect a payment for it, which is the most inexpensive blood testing in the country, whether it's full panel or single testing. So if you're like, all right, cool. Like I ran a full panel and, you know, everything looked right except for my estradiol. But I've done some things and I want to run just estradiol test again in a couple weeks. Is that okay? Sure. $25. No problem. You get your estradiol test we ran. There's nobody out there that's going to be like that. Okay? Hulk Squad said, after a week and a half of drinking hydrogen water, I feel like I have a better gut health and increased energy. I don't know about rate of absorption for supplements yet, but seems good so far. See, this is great information. I'm going to try hydrogen water. So where are you getting? Did you get a machine, Hulk Squad, or are you buying this from the store? Let me know because I do see the machines out there. And maybe I'll grab one of these machines. Is there a machine that you would recommend the most for hydrogen water? Let me know. And at that point, I'll start trying hydrogen water. I mean, it talks about decreasing inflammation, all these different benefits, right? Absorbing supplements better, improving performance, reduce fatigue, more energy, like Hulk Squad saying. Listen, I'm all about this. If this works, what? You spend a couple $100 on a machine? Hey, that's worth it to me if you can get inflammation down alone. Inflammation itself causes so much damage, it's ridiculous. So at that point, if you can get inflammation out of your body or minimize inflammation, hey, I'm all for this for sure, 100%. Great information. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you guys so much. How long should I stay natty? I'm 27 years old. This is what we want to talk about blood testing, right? You're 27. I would stay natural to I run through all my genetics and I need to go on, or if I need to go on HRT or TRT by my levels. So that would mean that, hey, listen, I'm 27 years old. I just blood tested and my levels look great. Keep riding that wave. Eat better, sleep better, train harder, right? Drink a lot of water, drink hydrogen water. At that point, do as much as you possibly can until those levels start going down and you start feeling symptoms. Then at that point, blood test, see where the levels are at. Oh, well, you know what? The levels have went down the last year pretty dramatically. And I'm feeling fatigued. I'm not gaining muscle. I'm gaining body fat in areas where I didn't. I can't think. I got foggy thinking. Then you know what? Then it's time. Then it's time to start looking at other avenues to start optimizing those levels again. Okay? But, you know, I mean, listen, I think for me, my levels started going down like 29, 30 years old, somewhere right in there. And that's what I got on. Now, you know, for some people out there, that's not true. I've seen some guys in their 40s that they say they're natural and they're like 700 or 800. And God bless them. Keep it at that level. And they didn't want to go on testosterone. So you know what? If you get blessed like that, then stay that route. But you'll be able to make a decision later on, and you'll have an educated decision by doing blood testing. And that's what I would recommend before anything, okay? All right, so endocrinologist on staff. So we don't have an endocrinologist on staff. We have internal medicine, anesthesiology. We have nurse practitioners. I mean, so endocrinologist, I've been trying to get one aboard. I have, because I deal with a lot of professional athletes. And just for example, WWE athletes can go on testosterone replacement therapy, but they need an endocrinologist to sign off on that. So I have to turn away a lot of, you know, big names per se that want to go on HRT or TRT because there's no endocrinologist on staff. But I am looking for one. If you know one, let me know. I'd definitely like to hire one aboard for sure, 100%. I think it would just adds to better credentials. I mean, I have cardiovascular surgeons, urologists, I mean, that will basically put their thumb stamp and their seal of approval on Titan Medical Center too as well. So I have all these other different doctors out there. But endocrinology, I definitely would like to happen. But most endocrinologists don't do a lot anyway for patients. You know, I've seen a lot of patients go to endocrinology, and at that point, they want to take an MRI of the brain. They don't want to put them on testosterone. And they might try clomiphene. But some might not even do that. You know, so it's who you get, right? And who's really out there. So if you got anybody, especially Make It Happen Tampa, let me know, please. I love it. The Duck Lady, what's going on? Big Drew in the house. Big Drew's on here. What's going on, bro? Hope all is well. I'm doing a, you know, impromptu little live here to try to share some information with some people and get it out there. All right, so let's talk about the next question on here. So we were talking about what weight loss options. How do I get a blood test through Titan Medical Center? Can you become a patient if you're out of state? Absolutely. So at that point, if you're looking to become a patient, you can become a patient if you live out of state. Real simple, real easy. It's the exact same process for anybody. Call, text, email us, and we'll get you started. Fill out the new patient paperwork. We'll get you on the schedule, get you a consultation, do the blood work, whatever you need to do to get you going, okay? And if you're on an HRT or TRT program with another provider, and you know what? You just aren't getting results. You don't like the way things are going. They're not getting back to you. They're not supporting you like they should. Then you know what? Come over to Titan Medical Center. It's real simple and easy to transfer over. You know, we'll just confirm that you're getting real testosterone from a real licensed physician and pharmacist. And at that point, we'll have you fill out the new patient paperwork. We'll have you do a consult, and we will get you on our program and get you set and correct and on your way to getting great results and feeling good every single day, okay? All right, one more question here. 10 minutes? All right. What if I'm already getting, I already said, what if I'm already getting testosterone from somebody else? Okay, so this is another one. If you're getting testosterone and you're just getting testosterone from, let's say, urology, well, you might be missing some components here. And what I mean by components, I'm talking about your estrogen blocker or gonadal support. So an aromatized inhibitor like anastrozole is usually given for patients that are on testosterone because of the conversion of testosterone into estrogen. We want to make sure that we make sure that this conversion does not convert into too much estradiol. Because if it does, you're going to have problems with water retention, irritability, crying during like really sensitive commercials that you wouldn't even cry or sensitive information or situations. And you can have a short fuse. And then if this keeps at a higher level with your estrogen, that's where gynecomastia comes into play. You get those man boobs that you can't get rid of unless you have surgery. Nobody wants that, especially as a guy. Especially if you're taking testosterone. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You know, in the summertime, take your shirt off by the pool, by the beach, and not have to worry about man boobs, right? So at that point, make sure you get that in check. Other thing, gonadal support. So when we introduce testosterone in any sort of way, whether it's by a cream, by it's a sublingual, oral, you know, injectable, a pellet, whatever it may be, then at that point, we have to look at something that's going to support our testicles when not shrinking, because that's what happens if it recognizes this outside source. Your brain recognizes the outside source of testosterone, and it tells your testicles that, hey, listen, take a break. We don't need you to work anymore. So like, okay, cool. So they just go into hibernation basically, and they start shrinking. And then low semen production happens. And this is where the myth of infertility comes into play. You don't become infertile taking testosterone. You come with having low semen production and getting somebody pregnant possibly and having an issue. But that can all be poof, out the door. If you're taking testosterone and these right components, you'll be fertile. You'll be able to bang like a bull. And you won't have the water retention or be irritable or crying during Frisky commercials. Okay? Real simple, real easy stuff here. All right? My estrogen's at 90 and the T's at 850. Is that an okay ratio? So I have to just check this early, Bird. What lab did you go to? Did you go to LabCorp? Because if you went to LabCorp, I think 40 is the high number on LabCorp as far as estradiol, and then that would be too high, okay? Not really a ratio here. I always hear about the ratios. It want to be in the reference ranges, okay? And the reference ranges you look on the side of the paper in that lab, it'll have your number, and they'll be like, all right, like testosterone, 264 to 916 on LabCorp, and 0 to 44 on estradiol, right? So at that point, that's what we need to look at, okay? Below 450 would be better. And that's what I'm saying. If it is, yes, LabCorp. So 90 is definitely too high. You're double the what the range should be. So you want to get that number, I would say 20s, 30s, and you'll feel a lot better for sure, 100%. And you won't hold as much water. You'll be leaner. You'll be a lot better, I promise you, 100%, okay? And yes, so many clinics popping up. They're all over the place. You know, all these people think, yes, you should definitely take, I'm not your doctor. I'm not going to say you should take an AI. Would I take an AI if I were you? Absolutely. Would I look at that? Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So many clinics popping up. It is what it is. But, you know, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people doing things the wrong way. And they're messing with people's health. And they're messing with people's bodies. And people are going to be pissed off. And if you do things the wrong way, you can kill people. Literally, I'm not even joking around. I'm not even like being dramatic. Like, if somebody has a high testosterone level, right? And let's say like some of these places, they only blood test once a year. And they blood test you initially and that gets you on treatment. And then you start taking testosterone and you start converting and your hemoglobin, hematocrit, red blood cell count start going really, really high. And you have no idea this is going on. Because there's no other symptoms. There's a couple of symptoms like maybe headaches, if you know the symptoms to look for. But if you don't know the symptoms to look for, you're like, oh, you know, it is what it is. I'll take some Excedrin. They get by, you mask some of these different some of these symptoms, and this keeps going on. This can create serious, serious health issues and serious problems. So at that point, make sure whoever you're going to knows what they're doing, and you might not know that. You're like, I don't know. I mean, I'm an engineer. Like, I have no idea how this works. Need to start looking at the numbers. And if you don't feel like this person has your best interest or they might not know as much as you think they should know, if they're not telling you things I'm telling you guys, there's a problem. They should be informing you guys and educating you guys. Not just take this. Just do what I said. Take this. Don't worry about it. No, that's not the way to be. Okay? Doctor gave me 25 milligrams of clomiphene daily since trying for kids right now. That's a good one. 25 milligrams. Now, you can take that with your TRT, and that's what a lot of our patients do. They take it with HRT, TRT, and this makes sure their testicles never shrink, and they never have low semen production. So they can take their testosterone, they're horny, ready to go all the time, and the enclomiphene boosts up their semen production, and they're shooting a lot more volume, okay? So this is really, really good. I mean, so enclomiphene, I like, you know, I think it's a good one all the way across the board. Bagel Todd, my estradiol was in the mid-50s. Titan got me to the mid-20s with an estrogen blocker and ACG for test support. I feel amazing. Big difference for sure. Thank you so much. I love it when patients, they actually tell their story. Because I'm not going to just tell you guys things. I'm telling you facts, right? But some people are still like, oh, you're the owner. Who, you know. So at that point, listen, this is what it is. Patients are telling you what's going on here. And I'm telling you, that's what we're here for patients. We're here for patient care, their satisfaction, to give you guys support, and to give you guys the best knowledge and education. And that's amazing that you feel like this. And you know what? That's what I'm saying. That little thing like an estrogen blocker, aromatized inhibitor, can change the game of way you feel and the way you look. Okay? So aromatized inhibitors get a bad name. They really do. you know, there's people out there, like, there's doctors out there, oh, it should not be taken. Or, like, those doctors have no idea. And if they're on a program, let's see what they look like. Let's see how they feel every single day, all right? Mott C, last one, and I got to go because I'm running out of time on these platforms. They only give me an hour. And I didn't even think I'd be on here this long. I was going to go on like 20, 30 minutes. I appreciate you guys, and I'll be here as long as I possibly can. Mott C, great peptide, brand new one we launched here. Rocky Luciano in the house. Got to give it to my man Rocky, dude. This dude's awesome. I mean, powerlifter, fighter. I mean, this dude, he looks brutal. If you catch him a dark eye, you ain't going to want to catch my man, for sure. So big shout to Rocky Luciano. But back to Mott C. So Mott C is a peptide therapy. So Mott C is amazing. They actually call it exercise in a bottle. Now, it's not going to make you build a whole bunch of muscle, but what it's going to do is it's going to rev up your metabolism like you are working out. So at that point, being able to help boost the metabolism like that is a game changer. The other big thing that it does is that it actually helps with your sugar levels. So hemoglobin A1C too. Not like semaglutide or tirzepatide are going to do, but it does help regulate those levels. And that's a big game changer too with anti-aging and cellular deterioration slowing down, okay? So that's it, guys. I appreciate you guys. I got to go. I thank you guys for joining me for another Q&A session. I'll probably be back on here with Drew on Friday. So I appreciate you guys. If you guys have any questions, save them, DM us. If you want to become a patient or you got questions for our staff, call or text us. 727-389-3220. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I am out of here. See ya.